因为我们这个神儿女该有的行为这个专题还没讲完。
Because we have not finished with the proper conduct of a child of God.
但是呢，我也不想花太多的时间，所以我就用今天一个新的这个题目。
So therefore, I would like to begin, because we've used plenty of time on this topic already, but I would like to begin a new topic today.
就是讲到神是救主。
And the topic today is God is the Savior.
弟兄姊妹要注意了，我这讲神是救主，这个英文 is Savior，其实这个地方我很想用 God is a Savior。
In the English translation, it says God is Savior, but originally I was thinking about translating it into God is a Savior.
这是讲到神的心，
And it talks about the heart of God.
但是呢，很多人都习惯听到 God is the Savior，
But most people are familiar with the term God is the Savior.
这个就是讲到他的身份。
This talks about his position.
我为了怕弟兄姊妹们误解，所以我就把这 A 跟这个 the 这个 article 都去除了，就用 God is Savior。
So instead of confusing brothers and sisters, I took away the article, and therefore is no longer if the topic is not God is a savior or God is the savior, but rather is God is savior.
所以我要很快的把这个上一次没有讲完的把它讲完。
So I'm going to try to finish really quickly what we couldn't finish last week.
就是提多书第二章第九到第十节。
And it is to finish up the study of Titus chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10.
然后就回到今天的主题，第11到13节。
And then we will jump back into today's main topic, which is verse 11 through verse 13 in in Titus chapter 2.
所以我会这个交代事情比较快。
So we will go through some of these things a little bit faster.
我们先读一下提多书第二章11节到13节。
So let's open our Bible as we will be reading from Titus chapter 2, verse 11 through verse 13.
因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义、敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Titus chapter 2, verse 11 through verse 13. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's pray first.
主，谢谢你给我们这段时间来思想你的话。
Lord, we thank you for this time in which we can meditate upon your words.
求主让我们的心在你的面前是完全的顺服。
Allow our hearts to be obedient before you.
也接受你话语里的给我们的教训。
And to accept the teachings of your word.
并且实行在我们日常生活里头。
And allow us to live it out.
能够见证你，荣耀你的名。
To give witness and to bring glory to your name.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 很快的，我们要交代一下，就是上一次没有讲完的，关于仆人的一些教训。
And what we're going to go back is we're going to talk about some of the teachings toward the slaves.
上一次我们看到第九节里头，说是要顺服自己的主人。
In verse 9 it says, teaching slaves to be subject to their masters.
我上一次弟兄姊妹们希望还没有忘掉，我讲到一个仆人或者一个下属对于上司要绝对的顺服。
And last time I mentioned that slaves, their attitude toward masters or subordinate towards somebody that is higher up is absolute obedience.
这是我们对权柄的顺服的一个操练。
And this is a practice of obedience towards people with authority.
我记得上一次我用一个例子，就是讲到我当年在军校里的受训的时候的那个情形。
And last time I used an example of when I was in military. I was in the military.
军中的训练就是要训练一个人的绝对的服从。
In the military, we are taught to be completely, absolutely obedient.
所以他们许多训练的方法是不合理的。
So some of the training methods might seem unreasonable.
当然更不合情。
And it is not
doesn't have feeling.
Doesn't have, without feelings.
因为他的目的就是要你有你没有你你都要服从。
For the purpose of the training is whether it's within reason or without reason that absolute obedience is required.
所以我当年学的时候我心里面不舒服。
So when I was learning, when I was being taught these lessons, I did not feel very good about it.
但是如今我回头来看我觉得每一个人每一个这个男人都应该要经过那种训练。
But now, when I look back into those days, I feel that every man should have been taught this.
我们的问题，弟兄姊妹，就是不能顺服。
For our biggest problem is that we are unwilling to submit ourselves or to obey.
我们读神的话，知道什么该做，什么不该做。
When we read God's word, we know what we need to do and what we can't do.
我们的问题就是不肯顺服。
However, our problem is that we are unwilling to obey.
但是我经过了那个严厉的军训之后，我就对绝对的服从就很容易来实行。
But through the strict training that I experienced through military, I have learned how to obey absolutely.
所以我们必须要学习服权柄。
So we need to learn to submit to authority.
上次我讲到孩子们要服从父母。
Last time I mentioned that children need to obey their parents.
父母不一定都是有道理的。
The parents might not always be right.
但是我们做儿女的应该要顺服。
But as a child, we need to obey.
我们可以讲道理。
We can talk to them.
但是我们必须要服从。
However, we still need to obey.
这个也许听起来，我们又不是军队，那为什么要服从
？But you might think that we do not belong to the military, so why do we need to obey?
因为我们要服权柄。
Because we need to submit ourselves to authority.
这个是神的儿女该要有的行为。
For this is a proper conduct of a child of God.
在家里面要服从父母。
At home, we need to obey our parents.
做公民要服从政府。
As a citizen of the state, we need to obey the laws of the country.
在工作的地方要服从这个机构里头他们的规定。
And at a workplace, we need to follow the rules of our employers.
今天很多人对工作的地方不满意，就出去罢工游行。
Today, some people might not be satisfied or happy with their working conditions, so they go on strikes.
这个不合乎神儿女的体统。
This is not a proper conduct for a Christian.
我们不喜欢这个工作，我们可以辞职换另外一份工作。
If we do not like this job, we can make that choice and decide to quit our job and look for another job.
既然接受这份工作，我们就要服这份工作所要求我们的。
If we have accepted to work, we have made a decision to work for this company, then we need to follow the rules of this organization.
这是一个做神儿女的人必须要有的操守。
For this is the proper practice of one that belongs to God.
那么他到了第这个下面的这一句话就是凡事要讨主人的喜欢。
And as the next part of this verse says, to try to please them.
因为你的目的是要去取悦神。
For the purpose behind that is that you are trying to please God.
而我们侍奉地上的主人 就应该像侍奉天上的主是一样的。
To serve the master in this world is the same way we need to serve, we need to serve the masters of this world as if we are serving God.
这是以弗所书第六章第五到第七节。
And this can be found in the Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 through verse 7.
我们实际上是侍奉天上的主。
For we are truly, what we are truly doing is serving our God who is in heaven.
所以我们在工作的时候，我们不喜欢我的上司。
So even though at work we might not be satisfied with our superiors,
我们就不是那样子心甘情愿的去替他工作。
And we're not very willing to work for him.
我们忘记了一件事情，就是你虽然是侍奉这个地上的主人，事实上你也同时侍奉天上的主。
But we forget an important fact, and this fact is though we are serving our superior in this world, we are truly serving our God who is in heaven.
所以你必须要学习怎么样子去讨主人的喜欢。
So we need to learn how to truly please our master.
你去讨主人的喜欢，并不是讲去讲一些甜蜜的一些话语啊，这个做一些不应该做的事情。
To please our master doesn't mean to always sweet talk them or to do things that seems to put them on a pedestal.
而是忠心的啊，这个老老实实的做你的工作。
But rather it means to be loyal and responsible in the things that you are doing.
因为你侍奉他，事实上就是侍奉那位在天上的主人。
So for as you are serving your employer, you are actually serving the God who is in heaven.
那么下面就是讲到你们不可以顶撞他。
And then in the following same verse it says, do not talk back to them.
这个其实啊，这个英文跟中文的翻译都很好。顶撞就是不要回嘴。
Both the Chinese and the English translation has the same meaning. It means to not talk back, to respond negatively back.
我们做儿女的最喜欢顶撞。
As a child, we have this tendency to talk back to our parents.
所以年轻人，你们要记得，不可以顶撞你的父母。
So as young people around here, we ask that you do not talk back to your parents.
你可以很谦卑的来问，你为什么要我这样子做？
You could come and ask your parents and humbly or with humility why these things are being done.
不可以，父母要你做这个，你就把他的这个话顶撞回去，就是不顺服他，而且还要跟他吵。
But the incorrect response is not just to not listen to them, but you actually talk back to them.
所以年轻人，你们顶撞惯了的话，现在就要学习要顺服。
So if you have this habit of talking back to your parents, it is a time to learn the lesson of obedience.
下面在第十节讲到不可以私拿东西。
And then verse 10 it says not to steal from them.
不要把主人家里的或者把公司里头的任何的东西拿回家去。
In other words, it is not to take anything that belongs to the master or belonging to your employers and take it home for your own private use.
我多次跟弟兄姊妹们讲到当初我在 Cincinnati 的那个例子。
And I've explained to brothers, shared with brothers and sisters my example when I was back working in Cincinnati.
一个老先生因为看到他一个基督徒的同事把公司里的东西拿回家。
A coworker saw his Christian coworker take home some of the company's belongings back home for his own private use.
其实他只拿了一些笔啊、纸这些东西。
Even though all he took back was some paper and some pens.
我相信我们有的时候不知不觉的也会做这种事。
And sometimes we might do it.
但是这个是不对的。
However, this is still not an acceptable behavior.
特别在不信的人面前是个很不好的见证。
Or especially is a bad testimony before unbelievers.
公家的东西归公家用。
What belongs to the company is the company's.
我不可以拿回家去自己用。
It is not for me to use.
小到一支笔，一张纸。
It could be a pen or a paper.
我家里的有不少教会里头的 letterhead 这个信纸。
At my home, I have some letterhead that has the church's letterhead.
若不是教会里的事工，我绝不用那些纸。
If it is not for the purpose of the church, I will never use it.
因为那个纸是做公用的，不是做我私人用的。
For that paper is for work, for my ministry. It is not for my private personal use.
人看不见我用这个纸，为什么用这个纸？
People might not see it.
看到了也不会觉得，怎么朱长老用公这个教会里的这纸？
And even if people saw it, they might not think much of it.
但是我一个主人在天上，我要时时刻刻要小心。
However, I do have a master in heaven that I do need to be careful.
所以不可以私拿东西。
So I cannot use these company-owned stuff for my personal use.
最后要显为忠诚。
And then finally it says that we need to show them that we can be fully trusted.
以致凡事尊荣我们救主神的道。
So that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive.
就是讲我们这个人必须要值得信靠。
That means that we need to become trustworthy.
弟兄姊妹，这个在今天的基督徒里头是不常见到的。
That is a character that we do not see among Christians that much.
今天基督徒值得信靠的人不太多。
Very few Christians are trustworthy.
我们常常讲一些好听的话。
We might say some things that seems to be pleasing to the ears.
但是我们并不去实际的来这个做我们该做的。
But we do not fulfill what we are responsible to do.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要小心，假如我们自己不值得信靠的话。
Well, we need to be careful. If we ourselves are not trustworthy,
这样子就让神的尊荣受到影响。
And that causes our God, our Savior's, not to be attractive.
相反的，假如一个信神的人对主人顺从。
However, in other words, if a person is submissive to their masters or to their employers,
工作的时候很辛勤。
And when they work, they're very diligent and very responsible.
态度是很尊重。
Their attitude is one with reverence.
真诚可靠。
They are genuine and they are trustworthy.
假如你是这样子的一个工作人员，或者说是一个仆人的话，你就必定会吸引不信的人来寻找我们的神。
If you are an employee with such characters, then what you will do is you will allow the people around you to search for who this God and Savior is.
我们盼望每一个人都有这样子的心愿。
We desire that every one of us has this desire in our lives.
在我周围的人因为我的行为而要寻找神。
That the people around me, because of my behavior, because of that, they will start seeking out who my God is.
至少不要因为我的行为我的话语而不要神。
Or at the very least, not because of my behavior nor my action causing people to not want my God.
我们现在开始今天十一节到十三节。
And now we will continue our study of verse 11 through verse 13.
那么今天我们读了三节圣经。
Today we read three verses.
这三节圣经弟兄姊妹可以说是提多书的中心的教训。
These three verses is the central teaching of the book of Titus.
提多书是一卷讲教会的书。
The book of Titus is a pastoral epistle.
而教会主要的使命是要见证神。
And the main purpose of the church is to testify God.
见证神的爱。
To witness the love of God.
而神的爱是从他的救恩上表明出来的。
And God's love is best expressed through the salvation that he has given.
那么这一卷书在前面讲到长老设立的条件。
At the beginning of this book, it talks about the requirements of elders.
有教导信徒们生活里面的准则。
Talks about the proper conducts of Christians.
这些的目的都是为了做神荣耀的见证。
And the purpose of all these teachings is so that we will be good testimony, good witnesses of God, of the glory of God.
为什么我们要有好的长老？
Why is it that we need to have good elders?
为了见证神的荣耀。
So that God's glory will be expressed.
为什么我们基督徒要有好的行为？
Why is it that Christians need to have proper conduct?
见证神的荣耀。
To witness the glory of God.
不是为了我们自己。
It is not for our personal sake.
我昨天晚上跟弟兄姊妹们讲的时候，就是讲，千万我们要记得，教会是神的教会。
Last night, I mentioned to brothers and sisters, the most important thing is we cannot forget that the church is a church that belongs to God.
我们无论做什么事，在教会里头，我们的目的都是为了荣耀神。
In everything that we do at this church, it is for the purpose of bringing glory to God's name.
通常，我们都把这个目的，把这个眼光放在人的身上。
Oftentimes, we place the purpose of our church activities on people.
我们太过于强调人的利益。
We emphasize too much on how men can benefit from it.
不信的人，他们这个选教会就等于选市场一样的。
For an unbeliever, as when they are looking for a church, they are looking for the best market.
他到大华去买一样东西，然后到香港去买同样的东西。
They might go to Ranch 99 to buy an item, and then they'll go to Hong Kong supermarket to buy the same thing.
发现香港的东西比大华的东西要便宜。
They might find that the products from Hong Kong supermarket is a little bit less expensive than Ranch 99.
所以他的选择就是我要去大华。我要去香港。
And so then their decision might be that I'm going to buy from Hong Kong supermarket.
到教会来一样的。
And then they take the same attitude as they start looking for churches.
我到这里来，结果心里边舒服吗？
When I come to this church, how do I feel after I leave this church? Do I feel
comfortable? 这些人的态度怎么样？
What is the attitude of the brothers and sisters here?
我到这里来有没有学到东西？
Did I learn anything?
假如我到这个地方来，又没有学到东西，心里的又不舒服，被讲台一顿骂，那我还要到这儿来干什么
？And if I come to this church and I don't feel comfortable after I leave because the sermon just seems like it was scolding me.
不信的人很自然的如此。
For an unbeliever, it's very natural for them to judge a church that way.
但我们信的人应该有一个不同的标准。
However, as a child of God, we should have a different standard.
我们的标准就是这个教会是不是个遵从神的一个教会。
Our standard should be this. Does this church follow the ways of God?
我到这个教会来，有没有觉得有神的同在？
When I come to this church, do I sense the presence of God?
我在讲台上有没有听到神的话？
Did I hear God's words being preached from the pulpit.
我所看到的这些人有没有表现出神的爱？
The people that I come into contact at church, do they express the love of God?
所以一切的事情都要从神的这个角度来衡量。
So in all things, we need to view it from the viewpoint of where God is.
这个是一个真正的信主的人该有的一种这个行为。
So this is the correct attitude that a true believer should have.
我们的重点是在神。
We emphasize things that are of God.
我们不强调自己的利益，自己的标准。
We do not emphasize our standard, nor what benefits us.
这是一个真正的教会。
Then this will become a church of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在教会里头的目的就是要让神能够得荣耀。
So the purpose of us being in this church is that God's name will be glorified.
神的福音 能够进入人的心。
That God's gospel, God's message of salvation will be able to enter into men's heart.
所以我讲第二章第十一节到十三节应该是提多书的中心的教训。
And that is why I believe that verse 11 through verse 13 is a central message of the book of Titus.
我们有没有注意到在十一节一开始就用一个字因为。
At the beginning of verse 11, there's one word, and the word is for.
因为就是说明了以上的一些教导都是为了下面所说的这件事。
Or it could be how, therefore, or, could be the starting word, which would means that everything prior to this is to lead to the main point here.
为什么我们要注重教会里的带领的人？
Why is it that we need to put emphasis on the characters of one that leads the church?
为什么我们在教会里的生活要如此这般？
Why is it that we need to behave such a way within the church?
十一节说，因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来。
In verse 11 it says, because for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people.
神救人的恩典，弟兄姊妹，乃是讲到他的儿子耶稣已经来了。
The grace of God that has appeared is referring to Jesus Christ, his son, who has come.
所以是讲到主耶稣第一次的降临。
It talks about when Jesus first came to this world.
他来了，带来了神的救恩。
For when he came, he brought with him the salvation that comes from God.
所以我们应该要小心的一件事情，就是这一句里头说神救众人的恩典。
So therefore, in this verse, we need to emphasize on the salvation to all people.
这个众人，英文特别讲到 all people, 所以很容易就让我们误解神是来救所有的人。
In the English translation, it says all people, so we might have this misunderstanding. It is to all humans.
神的心是要救所有的人。
God's desire is that all men will be saved.
但是事实上神所救的是那些要他来拯救的人。
However, who God saves are those who desires to be saved by God.
今天有许多人听了福音左一听右一听什么都懂。
People nowadays, when they hear the gospel, they understand it.
你问他你要不要这个救主啊？
Then you ask them, do you want the Savior?
我不要。
And the response will be negative. No, I do not want
the Savior. 这种人得不到神的救恩。
This response will not will cause that person not to be able to receive the salvation that comes from God.
我们看约翰福音三章。
Let us turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章十七节到二十节。
John chapter 3, verse 17 through verse 20.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。吸引他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
John chapter 3 verse 17 through verse 21. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. For this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because of their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God.
神的救恩是要给所有的人。
God's salvation was for all men.
但是真正得救的是那些愿意接受耶稣基督做救主的人。
But those that are truly saved are the ones that are willing to accept the salvation that comes from God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这里看到一句话，说是神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
So here we say that the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people.
神的救恩是由他的儿子显明在众人的面前。
For God's salvation is expressed when Jesus Christ shown himself before men.
主耶稣来之前，神的救恩就存在，但是要等到主耶稣来了。这个救恩才显明。
God's salvation was already here prior to Jesus coming. However, it was not expressed or was not seen until Jesus came to this world.
我们看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
第九节跟第十节。
Chapter 1 verse 9 and verse 10.
神救了我们。以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。但如今，借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现，才表明出来了。他已经把死废去，借着福音，将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 and verse 10. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
现在我们看第十二节，第十二节说教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
Now in verse 12 it says, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
那耶稣降临带来了神的救恩。
When Jesus came, he brought with him the salvation of God.
同时也教导我们怎么样子去摆脱罪的捆绑。
He also taught us how to get rid of the bondage of sin.
他的教导有正反两方面。
And in his teaching, there is both the positive and the negative.
我们先看反面。
And we'll look at the negative part first.
他反面他说要我们除去不敬虔的心。
And negatively, he is telling us that we are to be able to say no to ungodliness.
不敬虔是讲到一个人对神不尊敬、不亲近。
A person that is ungodly is a person that does not respect God.
所以这种人不可能是得救的。
So a person with such a behavior cannot be one that is saved.
一个见到神就跑的人不可能是一个得救的人。
A person that will run away as God approaches cannot be a person that is saved.
一个人听到神的名就不尊重，这个人不可能是一个得救的人。
A person that disrespects God's name cannot be a person that is saved.
所以主耶稣来要我们除去这种不敬虔的心。
So when Jesus came, he was to help us to remove this ungodliness from our lives.
第二，要除去世俗的情欲。
And the second part is to remove the worldly passions that are in our lives.
这就讲到一切企图犯罪的这种欲念。
It means the desire to sin.
我们活在世上，我们都知道有许许多多
As we live in this world, we know that there are many things that tempt us to sin.
我在此地要提出三样来。
And at this time, I'd like to bring up 3 points.
第一是在提摩太后书第二章。
The first one can be found in 2 Timothy chapter 2.
第22节。
Verse
22. 你要逃避少年的私欲，同那清心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
少年有少年的欲念。
As a young person, you have the evil desires of youth.
中年有中年的欲念。
And as a middle-aged person, that you have the evil desires of...
老年有老年的欲念。
And as you grow older, you will also have evil desires.
所以主耶稣来，他要除去我们的私欲。
So when Jesus came, he was to take away or teach us how to remove these worldly desires.
在提摩太后书这里特别强调少年人的私欲。
But here in 2 Timothy, it emphasizes the evil desires of youth.
让少年人不要落在那样子的念头里头，相反的要跟那些倾心祷告主的人一同追求。
And it tells the people of youth that they need to flee from their evil desires and to pursue, but rather pursue righteousness, faith, and love.
年轻的人血气方刚，戒之在色。所以这个是我们古书里都讲的。
And there's a Chinese idiom that talks about that as a youth, the thing that attracts youth the most is sex.
所以年轻人 你们第一个要逃避的，就是这个性这一方面的这个引诱。
So as a young person, the first temptation that you need to flee from is that desire for sex.
不要去跟那些教会外面的那些年轻人去过同样的生活。
Do not live the same type of lifestyle that those that are outside of the church lives.
你们穿的衣服 要跟他们穿的不同。
The way you dress should be different from the way they dress.
你们去的地方要跟他们不同。
The place that you go to should be different from the place that
they go to. 你们读的那种课外的那些书籍要跟他们不同。
What you read outside of the school curriculum should be different from what they read.
你们眼睛里的看的东西要跟他们不同。
What you see should be different from what they see.
你耳朵里的听的东西要跟他们不同。
What you are listening to should be different from what they are listening to.
我常常看到一些年轻人耳朵里的总是从早到晚挂两个电线在这嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡都听那个东西。
Oftentimes when I walk around, I see young people with headphones hanging in from their ears.
还有些 到了教会里头来，也是把这种挂在耳朵上，就在教会里头晃来晃去。
And even within the church, they still have their headphones on.
我就问这少年人，我说你到底是听那个东西呢，还是到教会来听教会的话？
And so I asked that youth, do you come to church to hear, continue to listen to this music, or did you come to listen to the word of the teaching of this church?
所以今天的年轻人，只要一听到音乐，就流起来了。
And youth today, when they hear music, they start dancing or start wiggling.
因为他看得太多，听的都是这些东西。
Because all they hear are this type of music.
所以你们不要听外面那些年轻人要听的东西。
So you should listen to something that is different from what this world is offering.
你的方法，你的道路就是要逃避少年的私欲。
For your method, the method to of your approach toward these desires or these worldly things is that you need to flee from them.
Flee the evil desires of youth. 所以你看到吧，你看到这些人，你就跑，拔腿就跑。
So when these things are approaching you or when they are tempting you, you need to flee. Run away.
第二处我们要看彼得前书第二章。
The second verse, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第十一节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 11.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 11. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wages war against your soul.
这种私欲很可能是种钱财、地位、名誉这一方面的一种想法。
The sinful desires might be referring to greed toward, to a desire for power.
所以当我们年轻的时候，我们是在性欲的这个里头给这个笼罩住了。
And as a youth, we are more easily tempted by sex.
当我们长大了，独立了，我们所有的一切的这种这不好的这种想法，都是在怎么样子能够去得到权力，怎么样子得到势力，怎么样子能够去多赚钱。
However, as we mature, become more independent, as we have a career, the things that we desire now turns to monetary gains, turns to influence, as well as the desire for power and control.
你们不要忘记，你们是客旅，是寄居的。
However, here reminds us that let us not forget we are foreigners and exiles.
你到旅馆里去住，你是不是去替旅馆来设计怎么样子装潢那个旅馆的房间呢？
When you go and live in a hotel, are you there to teach them or to reposition their furniture?
为什么你不去跟他去装饰？
Why is it that you are not redecorating the hotel room?
因为你是客旅，是寄居的。
Because you are just renting, you are just living there for a short time.
你住一晚你就走掉了。
Because after a night stay or a few nights stay, you will be leaving.
同样的，我们在世界上，神的儿女是客旅，是寄居的。
In the same way as a child of God, we are exiles, we are wanderers.Of this world.
为什么花这么多的时间精力啊这个财富在房子上？
Why are we spending so much time and effort on the houses that exist in this world?
在园林里头。
We spend so much time gardening.
为什么？
Why?
你在此地还有多久？
How many more years can you live in this world?
不要忘记你是客旅，是寄居的。
Don't forget that you are a foreigner.You are a wanderer in this world.
不要浪费你的时间精力这些在短暂的一些事情上。
Don't waste your time and effort on things that are temporary.
再看第三处，提摩太前书第六章。
And the third verse can be found in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
这里就更加的明显。
And here it's even more clear in what this teaching is.
第九章啊，第六章第九节。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 9.
但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 9. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many, many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction.
第十节第一句话说贪财是万恶之根。
In verse 10 it says, For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
神的话是很精确的。
God's word, God's teaching is accurate.
神没有讲钱财是万恶之根。
God does not say that money is a root of all kinds of evil.
钱财只不过是一个媒介而已。
Money is but a medium.
我用这个钱财去换东西。
I can use money in exchange for something.
所以钱财本身不是个坏东西。
So money in itself is neither good, bad, or evil.
坏东西是当你去爱钱财的时候。
But what is bad? What is evil? It is that love for money.
你把钱财放在你的生活、生命的首位的时候。
When you place money as the priority in your life,
你活在这里就是为了赚钱。
That your purpose in this world is to make money.
这个你就堕入了万恶之中。
Then what you have happened is you have now plunged yourself into ruin and destruction.
什么不好的事情都可能发生。
Then it is possible that you would do any kinds of things.
所以弟兄姊妹，贪财是万恶之根。
So therefore, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
假如说是神祝福你，让你啊这个生活很好，这个不是罪。
If God blesses you and gives you financial security, that is not sin.
我们该有的一种态度就是，我记得我跟弟兄姊妹讲过，John Wesley 他回答人家说是一个基督徒对这个财富采取什么样的态度。
And I've shared with brother and sister how John Wesley has taught how a Christian should have what's the correct attitude toward money.
所以有人问 John Wesley 说。Mr. Wesley, 我们信主的人对财富应该采取什么样态度啊
？So somebody asked John Wesley, "What is the proper attitude a Christian should have toward money?"
John Wesley 说，一个好的基督徒要拼命的赚钱。
And he says, "As a Christian, you should work for your money."
哇，那个听的人，哦。Mr. Wesley 也讲要拼命的发财。
It says, and the person hears it and says, yes, Wesley is teaching us that we need to strike it rich.
但是将跟着下讲的，然后要拼命的这个把钱用出去。
And after working very hard for money, you need to work very hard to give away the money.
把钱放到神的事工上。
To give the money for God's ministry.
所以一个基督徒你要尽量的去赚钱。
So as a Christian, we need to work hard for our money.
你赚钱的目的是为了发展神的事工。
And the purpose of making money is for the expansion of God's kingdom.
这样子你就是正确的赚钱。
Then this is the correct attitude toward work.
那假如你赚钱是为了自己。
However, if the purpose of accumulating wealth is for of self-satisfaction,
这个就可以成为你的万恶之根。
This now could become the root of all the evils within your life.
所谓万恶之根，弟兄姊妹们，说明了这个是一个陷阱。你没有钱啊，许许多多的痛苦你都不知道。
Because what happens is if you view, the root of all kinds of evil is like a trap that if you don't have it,You think that you're losing out.
你会觉得很羡慕那些中了特奖的人。
You become very jealous and very envious of those people that have struck it.
一块钱的这个什么这个啊奖券是不是一块钱呢？还是多少钱呢？一张是不是$1？好像是$1，对不对？啊，你去买那个彩票，一张是一块钱啊。
I think that you can buy lotto tickets for $1 each.
啊。然后一中中几百万，中几千万，甚至于上亿。
And if you get the correct number, you might become a millionaire, maybe tens of millions, sometimes even hundreds of millions.
我现在想起来是一块钱，因为那个广告说 ，Wonder what a dollar can do， 对不对？
Because I'm sure that lotto tickets are only $1 because the slogan that they have is, I wonder what a dollar can do.
一块钱就能赚到上亿的钱。
That $1 can allow me to gain over hundreds of millions of dollars.
那要是买这个票的人呢、啊、那个脑子里头一脑子都在想我拿到一个做这个做那个要这样享受那样享受。
When a person buys a lottery ticket, they're probably already thinking, if I win, I'm going to take this money, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy that.
从来没有吃过日本人的那个牛排，我要是中了这个特奖，我第一件事就先吃日本牛排。
And if I win the lottery, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to try this delicacy that I've never had before.
中了奖了， 吃了日本牛排了。
哦、oh. ，You win the lottery, you win the lottery, and you gain, you get the money, and then you've enjoyed that meal.
大概他在想日本牛排，对吧？你不吃，你不吃日本牛排，肠胃很舒服。你一吃日本牛排，肠胃出了毛病了。
Before you had this special Japanese beef, Kobe beef, everything was good, but now it feels not as comfortable.
弟兄姊妹，有人曾经做过一个统计。
Somebody has once made the statistic analysis.
去调查这些当初中过这种啊这个好奖的这种人，他们的如今的生活状况如何
？They did a survey on those that won the lottery and how their life is now.
他们的结论就是没有一个是欢欢喜喜在生活的。
And their conclusion was that none of them was living in joy with joy.
有些中了奖以后出去旅游啊。
Some people won the lottery and then they start traveling.
结果飞机又掉下来了，船又坏掉了。
Maybe there was a plane accident or the yacht didn't work.
这个我就知道有一个人中了奖之后，所有的这个他认识的人都变成他的最好的朋友。
And I know of this person that won the lottery, and all his acquaintances suddenly became his best friends.
这些人都跑来借钱。
They all came to ask for money.
他起先借的人，这好，你要多少借给你。
And initially, he would lend the money out as needed.
到后来，他说这个门不能够开啊！假如我继续借下去，我自己还有什么钱呢？
But then he came to the conclusion that if I continue to give away money, I will run out of money myself.
结果他的好友就成为他的仇敌。
And now his friends become his enemies.
我知道就有一个，我从前讲过一个中在台湾中第一次啊这种特奖的，完全是银元的，结果怎么不久就被人打死了。
And I know this person that I shared with brothers and sisters before, that a lottery winner in Taiwan, that after he won it, very, very soon, he was beat to death.
贪财是万恶之根。
For the love of money is a root of all evils.
我们可以花整天在这里讲这些。
And we could spend all day talking about this.
那么更重要的我们要看，你要在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
But more importantly is that we need to live a self-control life.
这是从正面来看这件事。
For this is from a positive standpoint to look at the teaching.
前面这两件事情是反面的。
Earlier on it talks about ungodliness and worldly passions, but now we talk about to live self-control, upright and godly life.
那么你要学习在世界上自守公义，敬虔度日。
It says that we are to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
这是讲到我们生活的三方面。
And it talks about the three aspects of our own lives.
第一，讲到我们自己要如何来生活。
First, it talks about how we ourselves are to live.
我们要自守。
We need to be controlled, self-controlled.
那么在生活里头，凡事都要有节制。
In all things, we have to have constraints.
靠着在我们里面的圣灵，在主里面慢慢的长进。
That through the leading of the Holy Spirit that we mature.
第二，我们要公义度日。
And the second is that we are to live upright.
这个公义是讲到我们跟人的关系。
And to live an upright life is referring to the relationship that we have with people around us.
我们要顺从神话语的标准。
We need to obey the teachings of God.
跟其他的人公义公平来相处。
We are to live a just life and a correct upright life with those that are around us.
弟兄姊妹，这是见证。
This is our testimony.
我们假如要传福音，我们必须要跟不信的人来 这个交集。
If we're to share the gospel, we have to come into contact with people that we do not know.
当我们跟不信的人交集的时候, 我们的态度, 我们的做法, 一定要公平公义。
However, when we come into contact with unbelievers, we must be very careful the way we live our lives. We need to be just and right.
所以这个, 是跟人的关系。
So to live an upright life, is our relationship with those that are around us.
第三方面是讲到我们跟神的关系。
And to live a godly life refers to the relationship, the way we live before God.
我们要敬虔度日。
We are to be very godly in the way we live.
我们跟神的关系要改进。
We need to change the relationship that we have with God.
不是偶尔来亲近神。
That we do not just occasionally come and approach God.
我们要多多的跟神亲近。
We need to desire to approach God more frequently.
对神有更多的敬畏。
That we fear God more, revere God more.
弟兄姊妹，敬畏这两个字太重要。
To revere, to fear God is very important.
我越读神的话，越觉得我们跟神的关系中间一个最重要的因素就是要敬畏他。And
the more I study God's word, the more I realize the importance of revering to fear God.
跟爱他同样的重要。It
is as important as to love God.
所以我们在神的面前要敬虔度日。So
that is why we need to live a godly life before God.
那么我们有一个目的，就是要等候所盼望的福。And
what is the purpose of all this? The purpose is that we can wait for the blessed hope.
这个就是下面就解释了。这个盼望的福，就是等候至大的神和我们救主。
So what is this blessed hope? This blessed hope is appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that is the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We live in this world today waiting for the second coming of Christ. This is our blessed hope.
这一节很明显的是讲到主耶稣基督的神性。This
talks about the godly attribute of God.
因为他把救主耶稣基督跟至大的神是相提并论的。Because
it talks about, they talk about God and Jesus Christ as the same.
你看在那个, 括弧里头那个小字讲到活作。 无和至，就是讲到原文有的说等候至大的神，我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。And
in the Chinese translation, it says that it is waiting for the great God, and this "and" sometimes is in a parenthesis, so it could not, it might be there or might not be there. So it could be waiting for our great God as well in our glorious Savior.
And just the great God, our Savior, Savior. Jesus Christ. 所以这里讲到神就是救主。
And here it talks about God is the Savior.
那么,
Savior.
这个许多人认为这里所提到的是三位一体神中间的两位。
A lot of people refer to this as referring to the two parts of the triune God.
但是弟兄姊妹，在原文里头，这个神和救主耶稣共用了一个定冠词。However,
here in the original text, God and the word Savior, Christ, Jesus Christ, uses the same terminology.
Definite article. 当圣经里头把神前面用个the， 这个时候就是指的这个。
When the text uses the word the, what they put the word the article the before God is saying that this God is different from everyone else.
所以神跟耶稣基督是在这个地方是讲到同一位。
So God and Jesus And Savior is referring to the same God.
讲到主耶稣基督的再来。
It talks, refers to the second coming of Christ.
他就是至大的神。
That when he returns, he is the Almighty God.
那么还有另外一个很强的一个、这个证据，就是讲到圣经里头从来没有讲到父神要第二次再来。
Another strong proof is that throughout the scripture, we cannot find anywhere it says that the Father, the God the Father will be returning again.
只讲到我们的救主耶稣基督的再来。
It only refers to the coming back of our Savior Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以肯定地说，这里所等候盼望的福就是那位大神耶稣基督。
And so therefore, the blessed hope that we have, the appearing of the glory of our God and Savior, our God Savior, Jesus Christ.
对我们来讲，也许这个不是一件大事。
Maybe to us, it's not very important.
但是神学家们可以吵得天翻地覆。
However, it is a basis of arguments among theologians.
不，我们知道此地所指的就是耶稣基督的再来。
However, we can concretely say that this is referring to the second coming of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天活在一个盼望里头。
So dear brothers and sisters, today we live with this blessed hope.
就是耶稣基督要再来。
Is that Jesus Christ is coming back.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
所以让我们不要拼命去赚钱。
So we don't need to continue to accumulate wealth.
不要去拼命去做大事。
Not to create these great enterprises.
不要拼命去出大名。
To try to become famous.
那些东西都是有问题的。
Those are all questionable.
因为不是神的儿女该去注意的。
For those are not the things that a child of God should desire.
神的儿女在今世只做三样事情。
A child of God in the present age should only do three things.
自守公义，敬虔度日。
Live a self-controlled and upright and godly life.
等候所盼望的义神。
And we wait for the blessed hope, which is the return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们每个信主的人所该有的生活。
And this is the basis of the lives of every Christian.
这也是提多书的一个中心的教训。
And this is the central teaching of the book of Titus.
我们同祷告。
Let's pray together.
谢谢主，让我们知道我们应该盼望什么。
Lord, we thank you that you have taught us what it is that we need to hope for.
不是要我们发大财。
It is not for us to become wealthy.
不是要我们做大官。
Not that we become famous.
不是要我们做大事。
It is not that we accomplish great things.
乃是要我们做一个好的基督徒。
But rather, we live an upright Christian life.
合乎你的心意。
One that is pleasing to you.
在世人的眼前是一个美好的见证。
That our witness before this world is good.
求主的圣灵时刻提醒我们。
Lord, may the Holy Spirit continue to remind us.
让我们知道如何在这个世代里头欢喜快乐的生活。
So that we know how to...
我们就可以欢喜快乐的度日。
Yet we can still live a joyful and peaceful life.
因为我们的指望是在乎你。
Because our hope is in you.
祝福每一个人。
Lord, please bless every one of us here.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.